Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. Now, today, very interesting story I was reading today. Let's see. And what I want to do is just kind of read it to you. Okay, it was in the USA Today, and it says, study finds a race gap in air pollution. Whites largely cause it. Blacks and Hispanics breathe it. Now, I'm not sure if I should be upset, if it's just laughable, or... But first thing kind of came to mind is, man, when will blacks get a break? You know, who did black people piss off so much that even the air quality that they're breathing is unequal? Okay, so here is what it's saying. While the air pollution in the U.S. has gotten cleaner in the past decade, pollution inequality has remained high. Okay, the air that Americans breathe isn't equal. Isn't that something? Think about that for a minute. Even the air is racist. Okay, listen to me. Okay, so blacks and Hispanics disproportionately breathe air that's been polluted by non-Hispanics white, according to a study. This new research qualifies for the first time the racial gap between who causes air pollution and who breathes it. Now, pollution, okay, I mean, I'm trying not to laugh, but this is serious stuff. Because now, you know, just kind of getting off topic, you have people in Flint, Michigan who are drinking contaminated water. Now you have to deal with the air that you breathe. These are like two very, very essential things to life, to living. So, here we go again. Poor air quality remains the largest environmental health risk in the United States, the study warns. In fact, with 100,000 deaths per year, more Americans die from air pollution than car crashes and murders combined. This is like very interesting, okay? So you talk about black and black crime. I think air pollution has replaced that. So even though minorities are contributing less to the overall problem of air pollution, they are affected by it more, said study co-author Jason Hill, an engineering professor at the University of Minnesota, who is white. Is it fair that I create more pollution and somebody else is being affected by it? I mean, Hill said that while the air is in the U.S. has gotten cleaner in the past decade, pollution inequality has remained stubbornly high. What is especially surprising is just how large pollution inequality is and has been for well over a decade, Hill said. According to a new study, blacks and Hispanics disproportionately breathe air that's been polluted by whites. This new research qualifies for the first time the racial gap between who causes air pollution and who breathes it. I'm just going to say, this is something else. Anyway, this type of pollution analyzed in the study is known as PM2.5, tiny grains of particles. Particulate matter that are especially dangerous to human health because they can get deep into our lungs. Those particles at 2.5 micrometers, far smaller than the width of a human hair, are produced by car, tailpipe, power plant, smokestacks, and burning material. The study found that blacks and Hispanic Americans bear a pollution burden blacks are exposed to about 56% more pollution than in than is caused by their consumption. For Hispanics, it is slightly higher, which is 63%. I mean, this is some funny stuff when you have the air quality just said, look, you know, I want to get in on a piece of this action too. You know, I want to be just as racist as, you know, everything else. But anyway, however, non-Hispanic white experience a pollution advantage, meaning they breathe about 70% less air pollution than white, than whites cause. You know, I don't know how, you know, this study, how accurate it is, so to speak, because, I mean, if blacks and Mexicans or Hispanics or whatever are living in the same community, you are breathing in the same air. I don't know if the air is saying, hey, let's just go, let's just divide this up and go, you know, let's make sure the blacks get the worse air and the Hispanics get the less worse air. And, you know, maybe we need to knock on the doors and see or find out where is, you know, the, we should send the bad air to and the less bad air to. So anyway, the formula scientists use in this study is driven by disparities in the amount of goods and services that groups consume and in the exposure to the resulting pollution. On average, whites tend to consume more than minorities. It's because of wealth, Hill said. For example, the scientists found that whites spend more money on pollution-intensive goods and services than do blacks and Hispanics, which means they generate more pollution than the other groups do. So non-Hispanics white experience about 17% less air pollution than they cause, while Hispanics are exposed to about 63% more air pollution than they cause, and blacks are exposed to about 56% more air pollution than they cause. Dark blue air, okay, so here we go. So here's something else. It says, someone has to make the pen you bought at the store, said study co-author Julian Marshall, an engineering professor at the University of Washington. We wanted to look at where the pollution associated with making that pen is located. Is it close to where people live and who live there? For this study, the category non-Hispanic whites also includes Asian Americans and Native Americans. This is based on the source that the researchers use, government data on personal expenditure from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Stat. Okay, so let's see. Other experts agree with the research. These findings confirm that most grassroots environmental justice leaders have known for decades. Whites are dumping their pollution on poor people and people of color, said Texas Southern University public affairs professor Robert Bullard, who was not part of the research. Bullard, often called the father of environmental justice, is African American. Anyway, so researchers say their pollution inequality formula could be used on other types of environmental burden. The approach we establish in the study could be extended to other pollutions, locations, and grouping of people, Marshall said. When it comes to determining who caused air pollution and who breathes that pollution, this research is just the beginning. Okay, so this study was published Monday in the peer-reviewed journal, Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. And I have to tell you, one more burden for the black community to deal with. I mean, air and water, I mean, those are like extreme necessities to life. So I'm not sure how this is going to be handled and what we need to do for our survival. But anyway, I want you to be an active part of this community. So drop me a comment. And I hope you guys enjoy today's episode and get some value out of it, or at least make you start thinking and not only being an active member of this community, but being an active member of your own community and your life. Okay? So, see you next time. Take care and peace.